And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm Derek.
And I'm George.
Never kick a fresh turd on a hot day.
We need to slug away and go the 15 rounds, give it our all. We're outnumbered.
Welcome to the Derek and George Live Show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled Internet Ministries and YouTube. I'm sitting here reading the newspaper.
Yeah, see, isn't it lovely having ink in your fingers?
Well, I suppose it is. I'm not exactly.
Ink on paper.
I'm sure it's probably.
Now, you could look at that on the internet, but it's just not quite the same. This is talking about your
My son
and friend, Lahaina High School powerhouse Solo and Hutch, named district and regional champs.
And
right there.
That's right.
See, right in the paper.
And I got to admit to you, it feels good. It's good.
You
it really does.
You can crinkle it, crack it.
Also, national qualifiers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're going to the Big D in June. Big Dallas. That should be fun. I'm so proud of them. They are a powerhouse. They're just,
Dallas in June should be lovely.
It should be a little hot, and I don't know if it gets muggy there in June yet, or I don't know. It should be nice. Middle of June. Hey, if you want to find out more about us, you can go to DerekandGeorge.com. You can find us and email us at DerekandGeorge@gmail.com. That's where you want to ask George the question. I really love the Ask George question today.
It's just mean people.
It's not. This is a good one, nice one.
Last week was very
nice. And there's money riding. This is down home.
Oh, there's money riding on it?
Yeah, this is down home Americana. It is. Hey, you can also find us on Facebook. And all you have to do is go to Derek and George. There we are, Derek and George. You can also tweet us. Our handle is Derek and George. There it is. That's the Twitter right there. So you can find us on all of those things. We have birthdays today that we have to go over. And one of them that's not on this yet, but... one of the sister shows that we have, Becoming Christlike, which is our Bible study show on Friday, my Uncle Gene does music. He
right.
does the old-time gospel songs for us on commercials. It's my mom's brother. Today is Uncle Gene's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Uncle Gene. How old is he?
You know, I don't, Jimbo, don't know. How old is Uncle Gene today? He's 80 years old.
80 years old.
It is. Okay, so we've got some people.
And today is March 12th then.
Today is March 12th. And so we have Andrew Young. Do you know who Andrew Young is? Okay, think ambassador. Think Martin Luther King.
Andrew Young.
He worked with
ambassador to what, or was?
I can't remember what he was the ambassador to, but he's known mostly for walking side by side with Martin Luther
mm-hmm.
King. I watched Selma the other day, by the
did
way.
Did you?
I did.
I have not yet watched that.
Very good movie. How old is Andrew Young?
Andrew Young.
Still, mm-hmm. he's not too young.
Right. No, Andrew How old do you think he is? He's 79 years old.
He's 83, just outside the margin of error.
He looks, Andrew, I'm just going to say he's possibly a little overweight.
A little, okay,
possibly. You
maybe.
See the fullness of the jowl.
Absolutely.
And so... But a lot of times, guys that hold more weight, they look younger.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, the cells are being pushed out by... not to be mean, but isn't that true? Somebody that carries 20 pounds more weight than normal probably looks younger than the 20.
Here's a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
You have to say not to be mean,
it's mean. Yeah, that's true.
No, Barbara Feldon.
Barbara Feldon, 99.
Do you know Barbara?
Yeah. I loved Barbara Feldon as a young boy watching Get Smart. Well,
yes.
99.
Agent
86, right there.
Yes.
And 99. Oh, isn't she cute there? Oh. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this. She was not as cute as Anne Hathaway in the movie with Steve Carell. I'm sorry. She might have been back in the day.
Yeah, I...
Not to be mean. Not to be mean, Barbara. How old is Barbara Feldon?
That show...
now you can put it in context. You should hit this one.
I was a small child, 20. She's 79 years old.
Now you hit that one because she's 82.
82.
So you got that
one. With women, you always try and go
What is it? Not to be mean, but she's put on a little bit of weight there. So I don't know what are you talking about? So,
what a great duo right there.
Absolutely. I absolutely... Dum-da-dum.
Dum-da-dum. Okay, with the next one on me.
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli. Okay.
Liza, there she is. That is not what Liza looked, but we know that...
Wow, that is not the Liza Minnelli we know and love.
You're going to miss this one. You're going to miss this one. See, those...
Okay, that's what her mother is saying, of course. Liza,
absolutely.
Liza.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The daughter of Judy Garland.
What's the musical I'm thinking of right there? She's probably in it. The
jazz singer?
No.
Cabaret.
Yes.
Cabaret.
What's good is sitting alone in your room. Cabaret. Wow, she looks really good there. I like that. Do you like moles on chicks? Like Cindy Crawford has a...
Right. Right.
I don't know. I like
She that. Doesn't look that way now, though. Have you seen Liza lately?
Oh, I think, and she's had some health problems. And
yes.
Probably work.
I think
you know,
you're
going to
miss
work.
This one. I would have never guessed this.
Let me put on my thinking hat just a minute.
I would have missed this
Her
by a
mom,
mile.
Her mom, was in 30...
Wizard of Oz came
39.
Out in 30-something.
So she was
And
she
was
like,
probably... 15, 14, 16, 15. When she did.
Say she sprouted at 25, be 10 years. She would be born in 49. Okay, so I'm going to put her at... let's say, I think she's a little later. 69 years old.
She's 69 years old. I would have thought you'd have missed
Raised
that one
by
a mile.
Raised in the room, baby. Oh, yeah.
That's some math right there. That's some just freaking math. That's weird stuff. I would have, but here's the thing. She doesn't look 69 at all now. There is, sure, she's fine there. And today,
she always had a different look. She was not a stereotypical.
Not to be mean, you know.
Yeah.
Not to be mean.
Great voice.
It's also Mitt Romney's birthday today. Old Mitt.
Well, Mitt.
How old is Mitt?
What's his real name? Do you know? I heard
I
that
know.
One. Mitt.
Miss
okay.
you? I don't know what his real name is.
Loser?
Mitt. I don't. Not to be mean, Mitt. Sorry.
Mitt Romney. You just
loser.
Called him loser.
He is a loser.
He is a winner in life.
He is a winner in life. He's a loser.
He actually won
president.
Because he didn't have to become president, probably.
We lost. He won.
Okay. I really don't have a good grasp on Mitt.
Okay.
But I will say,
what are you going to say?
69 again.
68. God, you were right on those suckers. Willard is his real name.
Willard. Okay, I knew there's a reason they called him Mitt.
There's a reason they call him Mitt.
There's got to be, you know, there's a name out there that's worse than Mitt.
As a Willard Fillmore. Just right. Not too many Willards.
Like, who names their kid after a baseball glove, right? So you know he's named, Mitt. Yeah, Willard.
Well,
Willard!
Well, here's the thing, and I think he got caught up on this. Mitt is kind of that East Coast preppy. Mitt, Biff, Tab, you know.
Oh, Mitt.
Yeah, Mitt. Yeah. Oh, Mitt and Sissy. Yeah. Come on, Mitt, Sissy. Buffy.
Yes. Us and Biff are going down to the coast.
Mitt and Buffy are going down to the coast. Let's go. Not to be mean.
Not to be mean.
Not to be mean
okay.
at all. There's two things.
Any more birthdays?
You know,
that's it?
No, you did fantastic. Golly. You did fantastic. It really does matter whether you can put that sucker in perspective or not, doesn't it? It's all math for you.
It is. It is.
You
for me.
Are a Blog Talk Radio Stephen Hawking.
I have to be able
what
to
you
equate
are. Exactly.
Perspectively, where they're at in history with my life, and then it's all pretty relative.
A couple things that are going on. Then we're going to get into the two things that I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to mention early this morning, two police officers shot in Ferguson after the police chief resigned, I think it was. They had kind of a rowdy rally type thing, and two police officers were shot, one in the shoulder, one in the face, I believe. I think their injuries are serious. They're both still alive, so that was a big deal. The other thing that was just floating around here that I didn't want to talk about, simply because I don't know where I would even go with this, but is the convenience of Hillary's emails. That is obviously in the news, but that's not what I wanted. I wanted to lighten it up just a tad.
I heard, you know, because she was using her husband's server.
Uh-oh, here we go. Yep.
Well, one of his aides asked him a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is she using our server, your server? And Bubba said, well, that depends on what your definition of is. So we,
is that what it was?
Yeah, we heard that again.
We heard that again and then told the media, you know what, just get over it.
Get over it.
How
cocky.
How cocky can you be?
At
this point, I am the only.
What difference does it matter?
That's right. It was really the whole thing of, you know, I'm going to be the nominee. What are you going to do? Go to the Republic? It's either me or them. That's it. So get over it.
So Clinton-esque. And, you know, you do that. Everybody goes, well, why would she do that? Of course you know why she would do it. She'd do it so she could do exactly what she just did.
It was.
And
just
she's a Clinton, so she'll get away
with it. Listen, how cocky. Just get over it.
Yeah.
And the left comes out. Oh, that's such a bold move. It's refreshing. And Baba was he
bold move like the sound of the shredding machine in the late 80s in the Arkansas backwoods.
What a! I'm just not even going to do that because I don't have my hand on the bleep button. Hey, this is what I wanted to talk about though, because I think this is the most. It's not the most interesting, but it's something to take your mind away.
You don't need a whole lot.
NFL free agency.
Woohoo!
Boy, there have been some moves. I wanted to start out with the Broncos moves.
Yeah.
And see what you thought. Obviously, Julius Thomas gone to Jacksonville.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Orlando Franklin gone to the San Diego Chargers. Put the franchise tag on Demaryius. Chopped $4 million off Peyton Manning's contract.
Yeah, ironically in that is, now here's, because back there, and you're a Chicago fan, and Jim, back there, you Indianites.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The Chicago Bears, incredibly superb quarterback, is actually making $500,000 more than Peyton Manning now. So
there's quite a few. His brother's making more than he is. Yeah.
It's,
okay.
Well, his brother's won a couple Super Bowls.
That's right. He's got more rings than his brother does. I understand that. But Jay Cutler,
are you kidding me? That has to rank as the worst expenditure of money in the history of mankind, paying Jay Cutler $15 million. I'm sorry.
And then to get rid of Brandon Marshall. Because the Bears got rid of Brandon Marshall.
He's even going to have more of the opposite team to be able to throw to now.
I know. I will say this, and we will get to this, but Indianapolis Colts are looking fine during free agency.
What did they pick?
Frank Gore, Andre Johnson.
Gore went to the Colts. I heard
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I did not know that. He was going to end in Philly or something.
Yep.
He was looking at Philly. But
yep.
He went to the Colts. Oh, that's a good...
Andre Johnson from the Falcons. I know both of them are a little bit older, but each one of those positions, they're not really looking... Well, you're looking to throw to Andre Johnson, but you got to do something because the Colts didn't re-sign Reggie Wayne. So you got to do something. But Frank Gore... If people say, oh, he doesn't have to do a heck of a lot.
So Reggie's hanging it up.
I don't know if he's hanging it up or not.
Reggie
Nobody
Wayne,
knows. They just didn't re-sign him.
I thought the trio of Reggie Wayne,
mm-hmm.
Marvin Harrison, and Peyton Manning was perhaps.
Not to mention Dallas Clark put in
Yeah. Those guys.
The three right there.
They were classy.
Oh,
Back
classy.
In the day, not a bunch of hot shots.
Yep.
You know, you'd see Marvin here, you'd get a touchdown, you know, you just...
Toss the ball to the ref. Yep.
Give the ball to the ref like old school. Instead, now guys have to parade around,
I'm
the greatest thing since sliced bread. I made a touchdown. I only get paid $18 million a year to do ours.
I know it.
And when Reggie Wayne, it'll just be sad when that...
Looks like Ndamukong Suh's going to go to the Dolphins.
Yeah, he should have gone to the Raiders for
now.
If
here's
want
a question.
Nice, dirty team.
Here's a question that
of course, is what's his name still there? That offensive guy.
Who?
Miami Dolphins. A big scandal. What was it? A racial thing.
Oh
what
no!
I
don't know if he's still there or not. I don't know if he's still there or not.
Going to the Dolphins. Huh?
But here's the thing, and this was the debate that we were having about this NFL free agency. I don't think anybody on the defensive side, no one on the defensive side should make more money than J.J. Watt. I don't think Ndamukong Suh should make more money than...
J.J. Watt.
But he set the market. Now Ndamukong Suh's looking at like $59 million with, I don't know, guaranteed.
For how many years?
I don't know how many years it is. But it comes out to, I think it's like $114 million.
The only thing you get with Sue that you don't get with JJ is that nice capacity to
step on people.
You know,
sure.
Your quarterback's going to have a hard time throwing that ball when you get a nice hand.
But
you got that cleat in there digging around.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he does. But I can't imagine. You got a JJ Watt who in one game gets a sack.
Yeah.
A touchdown and an interception.
Yeah.
Come on.
And to me, one of the greatest things with him is he's in their face. And he's batting balls. I don't know how many batted balls.
He's
and
got
that,
a wingspan
huge...
of about 85 feet.
Yeah.
He's just unbelievable. And that's what happens is they set the market. And then next year, these free agents go nuts.
Yeah.
And obviously,
Darrell Revis is what, like $16 million now, and going to the Jets, going back home.
What did you think about the flip flop of the Eagles and the Rams? Sam Bradford
for
Nick
Foles.
Did you see the little cartoon? Both of them arrived in their respective places in little fragile boxes. Fragile. Sam Bradford to Philadelphia, keep fragile.
Yeah,
Nick. Well, both of them are coming off injuries. I mean, they've both been batted around. That was interesting. I thought Sam Bradford would have been a good pickup if Peyton didn't come back. I thought that was a good pickup. I don't know if this is going to be
a great pickup for Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is the worst for the wear on that trade.
No, you're wrong on that. Nick Foles.
Okay,
fine.
You can think that.
I don't think.
Bradford's been very impressive in his career. So yeah, good for the Eagles.
Well, except for the fact that he can't stay on the field because he gets injured all the time.
Well, that's the point. It doesn't matter how good you are if you're.
If
you're hurt all the time, big buzz.
Right, right. But for the time that he's been on the field, I think he's better than Nick Foles. What's his name at Philadelphia just went nuts. He went crazy. It was like he opened up the Monopoly community chest or something, just spending money all over. Here's the thing. I read an article, though, that John Elway had commented in about how when you get to the salary cap and you get free agents, how the better teams just get hammered because everybody's leaving. You know, without Peyton Manning, Julius Thomas doesn't make that money. There's no way.
He's making a boatload of money, and he's not a complete player.
And that's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to go, and they're going to find out, oh, my gosh, it wasn't him. It was who was throwing the ball to him.
Well, I will say he's an excellent talent in the,
oh, he's,
in
I'm
the
not
catching
saying
department,
that.
But he can't.
Yeah. Not to be mean.
No, the problem is I can probably block as well as Julius Thomas, and it's not what football is all about. Football is about blocking. If you can't block, you're not. And Denver knew the opponents knew, and Thomas is in there.
Yeah,
basically, you're not running the ball.
Denver picked up a tight end from Baltimore.
Daniels. Yeah, that's Gary Kubiak's tight end.
Owen Daniels.
He's been with Kubiak his whole career, so.
So it picked it up. So overall, how do you think the Broncos shake up or shape up after this? Not knowing obviously who they're going to pick up, because they picked up some draft choices from some of these free agents and trades and things like that. They came out with a few. How do you think they shape up? Peyton's back.
I don't have a clue. Did we lose Terrence Knighton? I there was scuttlebutt
about
him.
I do not know.
If we lost Pot Roats, that might be a big.
You kept a hold of Von Miller. Kept a hold of, is it Richardson, who's the linebacker? There's a Rich they were talking about. I don't know if it was Richardson or who it was.
Steven Johnson.
Excuse me. That's who it was. Steven Johnson. But I think the Colts came out nice. Very nice. I think this is what I hate. Ndamukong Suh is going to, and he goes to a team like Miami. Okay, and then sits at the press conference and says, it's not about the money. If it's not about the money, then you take $1.50 and you try and get your butt on Seattle or New England. If you want to win, if it's about the ring, then you take the league minimum and you go, you say, you know what, I'll take $250,000 to play on.
Lie.
It is an absolute lie, and when they say it, they sound like idiots. They sound like idiots. Be like Peyton and take a $4 million pay cut. Now, I don't think Peyton needs the money. I think he's got a few dollars.
I think he's hurting.
You think so?
Papa John's had a rough year. You know, they only increased sales
his house? Have you seen his house?
No, I have not.
What's that place up there by Denver?
Like Shanahan's? Does he have a bowling alley in it, too?
Not a bowling alley. It's just a beautiful, classy house. I mean, where's that at? It's up. It's at. Give me some places up by Denver.
I don't know.
Come on, man. All I want to say is because you said Nightingale, and that's
it. You're not around Denver. Give me a direction.
I think it's southwest. Highland Park, Highlands Ranch.
Highlands Ranch.
I think that's where it's at. Isn't that where the Ritchie people live?
A lot of them.
Okay, I think it might be somewhere around there. I don't know. Anyway, I think Miami was a big loser in this. They get a hold up the big flag and say, look, we got Ndamukong, and it's not going to matter. Because you know what? And I told Jacob this. If you got somebody, if you don't have somebody on the other side of Ndamukong Suh, you just run away from it. Who cares?
Yeah.
You wanted him, didn't you?
No.
Yes, you did. I could tell.
He's the last person Denver needs.
The last person Denver needs is Tim Tebow, which, by the way, is going to the Veterans Combine. I think he's going to go to the Veterans Combine. Evidently, he's throwing very well.
Okay.
That's the last
guy. I would take Tim Tebow over Ndamukong Suh for the same money.
I would too.
For what?
For the same money. Absolutely.
You pay each a mil.
Yeah.
What are you? When it comes to football players, I think like I do in life. I want a decent individual.
Right.
Maybe a little edgy. That'd be good. But I want to. A guy that's.
What about Jimmy Graham to Seattle?
Seattle, that's a I don't know how New Orleans let him go. That's of course, Jimmy's
that's a coup right there, and I think New Orleans got their center Unger from Seattle, and I can't remember who else, but Jimmy Graham. That's
big.
That is big. So, yeah, that was a big coup. I don't know what New Orleans was thinking, but it was crazy. That Tuesday, clock started, and kablammy, it went
when
nuts.
When you get down to it, a lot of it just, it's like I always say, sooner or later, you're going to have to give up guys you don't want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, yeah.
Right, and that's kind of what John Elway was talking about, especially if they're on a successful team. They kind of get that successful look about them that, and maybe they're, and I think Julius Thomas is the perfect example of, I think they looked at the whole package of the Denver Broncos and not so much of, hey, is this guy really worth this much
money? You'd see he would be if he had another excellent quarterback. Like, if he had gone to the Bears and had Fowler thrown, oh my goodness, that'd be a wonderful.
He'd made double.
Holy.
Brandon Marshall goes to the Jets, right? He went to the Jets. So now Cutler, well, here's the thing. Cutler really, well, he threw at Brandon a lot. But we could probably get, oh, man, you know what? We could probably revive Fred Biletnikoff. who was the guy from the Chargers that everybody loved, the old guy?
Lance Allworth.
Lance Allworth. And you could probably pull in Stallworth or whoever. You could pull in the old oldies in their prime, and Jay Cutler couldn't hit them. The Bears are so dumb right now. And you know why?
Well,
here's the thing. I will tell you why.
The Bears are going to – I'll tell you what. With Fox, you still got Matt Forte, right? He hadn't been
– That's right. We still got Forte.
Well, you got Forte.
I'm going to tell
you – If you got somebody – and you got Adam Gase there calling the shots now, you're going to have
We're going to get back to the old NFC North. We're going to rumble with it. Matt Forte
is
carry the ball 32
times.
Way
underutilized.
Yep, absolutely. He's going to carry the ball 32 times. I will tell you why there is a lag in the Chicago Bears. Because I will tell you this, and we're going to go to break, but I can tell you exactly why. Take this to the bank. And those who are Chicago fans know this. Only one team in Chicago can excel at a time. Okay? If you go back and look, okay, now there might have been
history, that's what
there might have been this time where the Bears and the Bulls overlapped for 1 year, okay?
Yeah,
but I'm
going to
tell you right
85?
Now, the Chicago Cubs are on the way up. They're on the way up, and they're sucking the mojo from the Bears. There's only so much Chicago mojo to go around. Ask anybody. They'll tell you. We don't have – Chicago cannot be a – The Bulls sucked the mojo for years out of everybody. He couldn't get a ticket to Soldier Field. He couldn't show his face. That's why he went for the White Sox. They wouldn't let him in Wrigley Field. He sucked the mojo out of everybody. You can only excel in one team in Chicago at a time, and it ain't the Bears, and it ain't the Bulls. It's the Cubbies. This is our... And then the Blackhawks went after the Stanley Cup and sucked the mojo. Come on, Blackhawks. I'm just saying, not to be mean, that's what happened. So there's your reason. That's why Jay Cutler is so bad. There you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back, George is going to school me, because as we do so many times here on Derek and George, I've got a problem and you've got to fix it. I'm serious. I'm hot about that. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. So George, you're going to help me out. So we want you to stay with us on the other side of this break. George, you're going to fix my head. It's all messed up.
It needs fixing.
There you go. You're listening to Derek and George Live right here on Blog Talk Radio.
If you watch a game, it's fun. If you play it, it's recreation. But if you work at it, golf. A golf course should aspire to generate as much energy as it consumes. And 4 miles north of Marion, Indiana is a golf course that does just that. 6,690 yards of pure energy. Arbor Trace Golf Club is a course that's beauty is matched only by its bite. A course that can test not only the steel of one's nerves, but the metal of their irons. It's a course for the beginner who desires to learn the game as well as the player who is ready to challenge it. So whether you're looking to play just for the fun of the game or the opportunity to work hard on it, Arbor Trace Golf Club is the course for you. Give Arbor Trace Golf Club a shot, because in golf, the most important shot you ever make is the next one.
Hello to all of Derek's listeners. Thanks, Derek, for giving me time to share my heart's passion, encouraging cancer, long-term illness patients, and their families. Gilead is an outreach that encourages over 2,400 people in 38 states. Our goal is to bring hope and help to those on the journey through the unknowns of treatment, family stress, and spiritual questions. One such story is Eric, whose senior year in high school was interrupted by the cancer that he was diagnosed with, interrupting a three-sport high school year. It changed his life and his perspective. Today, Eric's family oversees a foundation helping to find a cure. We're currently in our 15th year. We'd love to have you as a partner, either as a volunteer or a gift financially. Look for us on Facebook at Gilead Ministries.
Stay connected to what matters most with high-speed service from Seacom. For the home, we offer access where you need it most. Whether you're looking for high-speed internet or an in-home voice package or both, Seacom has your house covered. Send emails, download music, and surf the web with the fastest service in Southeast Colorado. Our two-way wireless connections offer download speeds of up to 15 megabytes, but with a fiber connection, the sky is the limit. For the business, Seacom offers voice plans, broadband internet, DSL, and Ethernet circuits. Our fully integrated Metro Ethernet platform segregates your data traffic logically at the switch, avoiding the latency of multiple routers and quality of service overhead. With only a single router between you and our nationwide backbone carriers, you really will experience the internet at the speed of light. We also offer point-to-point data links to connect all of your business locations. And if you're looking for carrier-grade data transport or dark fiber, look no further than Seacom's extensive privately owned fiber network. We own and maintain our own network with more than 1,200 miles of fiber and growing throughout Southeast Colorado. So whether you're looking for dark fiber, for cable, a dedicated corporate network, or carrier-grade data transport, Seacom has the answers. Visit us at seacom.net or call us at 1-800-657-7149. Seacom, world-class communications right in your backyard.
Energy approached country musician Colt Ford to produce an energy drink. They knew immediately it had to be as real and authentic as Colt himself. Knuckle Energy's Southern-style sweet tea is created using a traditional sweet tea recipe that has been passed down in Georgia from generation to generation. Using a Southern tea blend as the basis, as did the Ford family and many others, what Knuckle Energy has created is a product that has a fresh, light lemon zest with an energy supplement. To make this product as authentic as possible, Knuckle Energy has crafted a product that is 100% American-made, just like Colt Ford. So at the end of the day, if you find yourself lacking that energy that you need, don't knuckle under.
Chicken and biscuit.
Knuckle up. Knuckle Energy drink. Find it at a come-and-go convenience store near you. You're listening to Derek and George Live on the Road Less Traveled, Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Derek and George Live Show right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Road Less Traveled Internet Ministry, as well as the YouTubery. I get in trouble a lot.
Yeah?
Yelled at a lot. It's old hats every day. Get in line. That kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
And ever since I've started doing all of these shows, and in particular this show, this show gets me in trouble a lot with my wife.
Whoa!
And there's always these things of don't talk about that.
Hanging out with me could be bad.
It could. I think it is. I think it is. Anyway, something's come up in our community that's got me riled up. And it looks like this. Friday. Oh. Our school system, our school district, is considering a four-day school week. There it is, right there. I have a problem with it. There's a survey that's out that took it, and I took it, made my comments. And hence, from now on, I'm probably going to get in trouble. Because obviously I go and talk to my wife, who is a school teacher in the district. I have friends who, I do a show with your daughter, whose husband is the dean of students at a school. And I have no idea what his views are. I just have some problems with it. And evidently there's going to be a community forum, and I'm probably going to get up and you know, get in trouble, get yelled at. So, 4 day work or 4 day week for students. You're a taxpayer in this community. The school district belongs to you,
mm-hmm.
even though you don't have any kids in there. You know, I have one kid on the way out. He's a senior, but I have a daughter and a wife who are teachers. What do you think about 4 day school week for our kids here?
For the kids here. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. Now, I will say there are certain forums where in vastly rural agricultural arenas mm-hmm. where busing 80 miles and things like this,
yeah.
There's some consideration where with all these issues that very small districts have, to make a much longer 4 day is there's some logic there. I just think this is one more day for our children to achieve less, get less done, not compete with the world in the market of education. And
I have a 9-page policy brief from the University of Indiana.
Get hold of your briefs, dear.
Indiana University for the Center for Evaluation and Education Policy. And it's entitled The 4-Day School Week 9 Years Later.
Yeah.
And I looked at the potential benefits, the potential drawbacks, and the unknowns. And what is interesting to me is that throughout, because you would want to obviously look and say, okay, we're going to look at other schools. And the one thing that everyone can agree on from every brief that I've read, from every paper that I've read, is that one of the unknown factors that cannot be determined is the impact on student achievement. They can't look at the 4 day week and say, yep, it's good for student achievement, or it's bad. There are a few who have gained when they did that. There are a few that have lost. There are a few that have stayed the same. All of the briefs and all of the studies show 4 day work weeks. Right now, we don't know whether or not it impacts student achievement. And the biggest problem that I have with a school district moving to a 4 day week, especially our school district, who struggles with student achievement.
Wait a second. Are we struggling here? Our test scores aren't off the charts?
They are. They just fell off the bottom of the chart, not off the top. My problem is, if that isn't your number one goal in everything that you do, then why do it? If you look at it and say, if the school district can come to me. What was that? Oh, Facebook popped up. That's what that little dink in our ear was, a Facebook thing. Somebody's talking to me. If you don't look at it and say, we are doing this for student achievement, then I don't give a rip about it. I don't. What I want my school district and my school board to stand in front of me and say is to say, just in all honesty, this is why we're doing it. And I don't.
No, the reason they're doing it is funds. They're saying.
But you know what the policies have found and they have found out is that they make they don't make as much impact on the funds as I'll tell you who it does hurt. Because here's what I'm curious about. What about those individuals who aren't on salary? What about the people who now have one less day of work? What about the poverty level of our parents who now have to find childcare? Who does it help? It's not going to save us a bunch of money. It's just not. Because they're going to end up having Fridays for kids who are far behind.
Well, ultimately, many districts that have implemented that, it's been under the guise of...
We save money.
You know, well, that, but the child is more involved in on the home agricultural front. This is geared for rural stuff where the kid,
not
the
Lahana.
Kid was...
We don't have kids in Lahana.
That's what I'm saying.
Working the beet farm until midnight.
That's what I'm saying.
We don't have that.
So you're it's just one more days for kids to screw off. Now, if you wanted to have I'd be all for having a vocational day, but of course the schools don't like vocational kind of education anymore. So, you have a day where you're. Learning something in the trades, and that'd be a awesome kind of different program to. But no, it's just one less day to put productive matter in the brain.
Here's what the policy brief found out of potential benefits, potential drawbacks, and the unknowns of the studies. The potential benefits are that it increases attendance rates for teachers and students. It's more likely that kids are going to make 4 days of school than they are 5 days of school. And here's the thing. We don't care. I can tell you this. They will say no. They will say, oh, kids need to be in school for achievement. And that's great. But I can tell you that a school district cares about one day of attendance. In the majority, they care about students coming. I don't want you to think that they don't. They don't.
They care about the day it's counted for the money.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, they want kids to be at school. Obviously, they want kids to be at school.
You and I talked about this a year ago. It'd be so difficult to take your average for the year and have that as your number.
This is also a potential benefit. I talked with Christine about this, and it is true, I think. Additional time available for professional development and teacher planning.
Professional development.
Yes.
What is that?
You know how our Wednesdays here in our district are early release day? Those are the days that that teachers get together in their cadres. That's when they teach new teachers is when they get together as professionals and you know, get developed.
Oh, okay.
Savings on transportation, heating and cooling costs. I don't think those are going to be as great as people think they are because they're going to, if somebody's in the building, they're going to have to heat it. And they're going to have kids coming in. A decreased need for such.
I would venture to say that'll be as much the other way in La Junta.
Right.
If you go longer into the afternoon, you get into April and May when it starts getting the
you're
going
to have to cool it longer.
Then you're going to have to cool it.
Yeah.
So I don't.
A decreased need for substitute teachers, which saves in substitute teacher wages. What I don't, they don't have enough right now. Probably. A more efficient use of classroom time. I'm not sure that comes out. They find out that they have fewer discipline problems. I don't know why, but here was the thing that I think is a big deal. It boosts morale among teachers and students.
Well, sure it does.
Yeah.
Go figure. How many of us would love the one-day work week? Let's just really boost morale.
Here's the potential drawbacks. Difficulty finding childcare on the fifth day. Actual savings often less than anticipated savings. may have a negative impact on, and this is what they found out, that it does have a negative impact on at-risk students and students with special needs. That's our district. That's what I have problem. That's what I have a problem. Longer day may be difficult for younger students. Wages decrease for cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and who lose one day of work
per You know, week. You just mentioned something that I think is often lost.
What's
I
that?
Think the longer day in general.
Yeah.
There's a you know, a it could be shown on a graph, the ability to absorb information,
right.
And mm-hmm. it is a declining. It's a ascending and then declining.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think your last, if you're adding 2 hours or hour and a half or two,
whatever.
That is not.
I can tell you what, there's an old adage that pastors go by to control their sermons. And it is that the brain can only absorb as much as the butt can
endure.
That's exactly.
And that's very true. And with kids, it's even worse. Kids get antsy.
And the big thing that they have are these unknowns that say the unknown is impact on student achievement. We don't know how it's going to impact student achievement. And I think what they're going to say then is, if we don't know, it could get better.
Yeah.
But I would rather say, you know what, let's try things that we know impact student achievement. Let's try things that have been proven, you know, like the Common Core and crap like that. Also, unknowns, effectiveness and appropriateness in large school districts and urban school districts. They don't know that. And I think that's exactly right. It's going to be something that we're going to keep following because I don't know. And maybe in the end I'll be convinced. I doubt it. But I have some questions.
There'll be more time for the kids to, you know, give them another day to smoke the weed.
I'm telling you, I'm just not convinced that it's the way to go. I think the reasons that we are trying to do it are further and farther away from actually, here's how we get kids to learn. I don't think it plays into that. Hey, we're going to go to the Ask George question because it's a good one. And you know what? It's not even a single individual.
Yeah.
It's from some warehouse guys in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yo, I like warehouse.
And they got a question
yo,
for
Vinny.
George.
Vinny, works.
I got a question for you. I got a question for you.
Here's a question that they have, and this is from just a group of warehouse guys in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Working class.
Derek and George, hey guys, we love your show. We are warehouse workers from Pittsburgh, and we have your show blaring every Thursday in our shop. We wanted to let you know that you guys are an example of what America is all about. We get so pumped up when you don't take any of the, we'll say, crap that those liberal nut jobs throw at you. We wanted to ask George this question. If you had to choose between being a plumber, welder, or truck driver, which would it be? We have money riding on this answer. Keep up the great show, and God bless America. Warehouse guys. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So evidently they've thrown some money down on what you're going to say on this.
Yo, warehouse guys, you know, very, very good. They're Pittsburgh.
There you go. They have money riding on this answer. A plumber, a welder, or a truck driver?
Okay, 99. okay, that's an interesting question because...
Uh-huh.
You may not know this, but
I do know
I have been, and I believe I currently am, although it's not really.
You are a plumber.
Well, I was a plumber apprentice.
I knew that.
Yeah, so I think I might still even be on that list. But
yeah.
A truck driver, you know, I like the idea of saying America.
Yeah.
You travel, you don't.
But sure.
Man, I cannot sit that long.
Okay.
I admire guys that can,
mm-hmm.
and trucking is just
Americana.
Well, it is, and I love the way guys. You know, you ask a guy what he does.
I could see you as a CB guy.
No, he doesn't say I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Drive truck.
I drive truck.
Doesn't say I drive a truck or
drive truck.
You know,
drive truck. Yeah, I drive truck.
But They're good guys. Yeah. So it would not be a truck driver.
It wouldn't be a truck driver. What about a welder?
So anybody putting money on the truck driver there, guys?
Sorry about that. What about a welder?
Boy, man.
Welding seems like something that you'd be into. In the short tank top with the boom, flipping the thing up, and sun's out, guns out. Just welding stuff up.
This is, I hate to.
A plumber or a welder, man? It's got to be one of the two.
You know, a plumber. Now, with a plumber, you can wear great belt buckles.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It says, your crap is my bread and butter. Kind of thing. Now, I will say this about plumbing.
Yeah?
It can get a bit messy.
It can get messy. Yeah.
Although I like messy, to me, there's nothing. It's very rewarding.
And coming home
cable
and
a good,
cleaning off fecal matter right off your boots.
Well, cable in a sewer that is in our area.
It's therapeutic.
It's when things are clogged and they aren't flowing, dear.
And then you get them unclogged.
And, you know, here with the drought over the last 15 years that we've suffered, I mean, the tree roots are just invasive. And
yes.
So they'll
looking
get
for
into
some moisture.
The old pipe the joints there. And pulling out, and I've pulled out roots like 20 feet long.
Really?
I mean, you get it just it's amazing that anything was able to get. It's very satisfying. Both those
very
jobs. Now,
satisfying.
Oh, it is. It's like, I just cleans. Oh, it's and then it's flowing.
Now
the
crap is flowing, man.
Fun. But you also... The fun stuff like soldering, I think a lot of that's going the wayside with the new PEX piping and stuff.
Yeah.
You don't quite get it because I like to solder.
Uh-huh.
Welder, I am not a welder. I don't weld, but I would say if I were a young dude now and I had to start over something, I think mine would be mind blowing to get into.
Yeah.
Would be and it's a bit hazardous, the underwater welding.
Really?
So even though I am currently listed and have been as a plumber apprentice, if I had to choose between I think I would like to learn because of there's some good money to be made
there's tons of money to be made
in the welding right now, especially around in our area. I would say both crafts great to go into.
There's money riding on it. What are you going to say?
I hate to.
They're probably listening right now.
They probably heard, and the guys listening may have voted, but
yeah.
I'm going to say if I had to go now, if I were a younger man. Now, if I had to make
if
a living
I were
now,
a young man.
If I were a young man. I would be a welder.
And you'd be a wealthy man.
I would like to weld, and then I would like to progress and go into the underwater.
There it is, right there. I don't know in the warehouse, guys, who won.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to us.
Yes, absolutely. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I don't know what warehouse or shop you work in, but if you put money down on welder, I don't know what the odds were. I don't know if you win place or show. That's it. And that's George's answer. And I don't know
why. That's my story. Oh, that's my story. Well, I ain't got a witness, and I can't prove it, but that's my story, and I'm
And they're in Steel Town. So
in Steel Town, that's exactly right. If you want to ask George a question, you can email us at DerekandGeorge@gmail.com. You can also go to DerekandGeorge.com. Just hit Ask George. So you can check us out on our Facebook at Derek and George. And if you can't get to anything else, just go to our Facebook right there and leave a comment. And we'll try and see if we can get that on the air. So we will see what happens with both of these things. Free agency is coming to a close. The draft is coming up in April, I believe, sometime. I'm not going to stop talking about this 4-day school week. I might get, I really might get changed on this. I don't know, but I'm not going to sit back and just, you know, let my school board just make this decision without somebody saying something. And I don't think that's what's going to happen. I hope there's a public forum. They've said that in the policy brief that it goes better when there is a public forum, as opposed to, we just imposed it on people. And this is coming from a guy who doesn't really have a dog in the hunt, except my wife and daughter are teachers, which you would...
And we wouldn't refer to them as
dogs.
As dogs.
No, that's exactly right. My son will be leaving, so he doesn't really care. Hey, we want you to check us out every Thursday, 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be a fantastic day in La Junta. We don't know where you are, but I'll tell you what, it's 70-some degrees.
It's going to be in the 70s, man.
It's going to be in the 70s. Yes, the guys from – thank you, Jimbo. Hey, guys from Pittsburgh, the warehouse guys, give us shoot us back an email and let us know who won the money.
For the guys that sided with the plumber thing,
I think they would have thought the plumber was a...
Well, if it were now, I'd probably have to do that because old dog, new trick,
right,
kind of thing.
Yep.
But I'm looking through a younger lens.
There you go. So guys who won the money, shoot us an email there, Pittsburgh guys, warehouse guys. Hey, and let us know where you work and if we could put that on the air, because we appreciate that. So we don't know what it's like in Pittsburgh. We don't know what the weather's like down south up in North Dakota. But we know what it's like here in La Junta, Colorado, down in southeastern Colorado. Just really the gateway to beauty is what southeastern Colorado is. It's the
gateway. Yeah. True beauty hasn't arrived yet,
it is the creaky gate that opens up on a well-worn picket fence.
We are the Palm Springs of Colorado, though.
We are the armpit of the nation.
No.
We are.
What are you talking about? This area of Colorado has the best climate anywhere in Colorado.
You're right.
If you don't like snow and
you can't
cold.
You can't beat 112 degrees and no humidity. You can't beat that. You just can't.
Well, we get 112 like maybe 2 days of the year, if that.
Are you
it's
on
unusual.
Crack? That's yeah. not true at all.
Yes, it is. We don't get 100. If we get 112, it's like
all
major.
Right.
Okay, we hit 112. But
all right.
But
you would have to admit that we go large spans of constant days over 100 where it doesn't get down
days
below.
In the summer over 100 and
it doesn't get below 80 some degrees.
That's why you have an air conditioner so you can sleep at night. But
we're a
poverty
level.
I'm talking about the rest of the year. Fall. Spring.
Crap. We got to go.
It's lovely here.
Anyway, no matter where you're at, we want to remind
you. Remember,
sun,
wherever you go, there you are.
There you are. Sun's out.
Guns out.
We'll see you next Thursday.